With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Former President Trump rallied supporters outside Detroit yesterday as he campaigns for a second term.
Crooked Joe is not working for you. He's working for himself because he gets a piece. Don't they have a little statement about him? You know, he gets a nice chunk out of everything. As President Harry Truman said, show me a man that gets rich by being a politician, and I will show you a crook.
Polls show Mr. Trump running ahead of President Biden and Biden's approval ratings holding at less than 50%. The U.S. is analyzing intelligence that Russia has the capability of an anti-satellite weapon. We get more on that from White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
The White House says there is no operational weapon and that such technology cannot directly cause physical destruction on Earth. But National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says the threat is still troubling.
It could affect services here on Earth. There's no question about that. That's why we are taking this so seriously.
Kirby confirmed U.S. intelligence after the Republican head of the House Intelligence Committee issued a vague security warning about Russia this week. Greg Clugston, The White House.
A prominent rights group says over 400 people have been detained in Russia this weekend, paying tribute to opposition leader Alexei Navalny, who died at a remote Arctic penal colony last week. The sudden death of the 47-year-old, a crushing blow to many Russians who had pinned their hopes for the future on President Vladimir Putin's fiercest foe. The Jordanian military says its forces have killed five smugglers who allegedly tried to bring drugs into the country from neighboring Syria. Four other suspected smugglers wounded and large quantities of drugs seized in today's incident. The military vows to, quote, strike with an iron fist anyone who threatens Jordan's national security. This is SRN News. Religious persecution often takes the form of killing and injuring, but there's more to it than that. In a growing number of places, Christians are being driven out of their homes because of what they believe.
We see trends of displaced people who are displaced for their faith. You see it in Armenia, where 120,000 Armenian Christians were pushed out of Azerbaijan just within a matter of days.
Dr. David Curry is president of Global Christian Relief.
You have India, which is really surprising, where you had over 62,000 people who, because they were Christian, attacked by extremist Hindu nationalist mobs, were pushed out of their homes.
Displaced people typically lose all their possessions and their jobs as they flee to distant areas, becoming refugees inside their own country. It is estimated that millions of persecuted Christians have been displaced around the globe. This is SRN News. There are tough athletes, and then there's a young man named Parker Byrd.
The East Carolina sophomore appeared in Friday's baseball season opening win against Rider. When Parker came to the plate, he took a called strike. Then he drew four consecutive balls and reached first base on a walk. At that point, he was pulled from the game as a pinch runner took over at first. So why in the world is this important? Parker Byrd was injured 2 years ago in a boating accident. He had part of his right leg amputated, and he now wears a prosthetic. Officials believe he is one of just a very few college athletes in history to compete with just one leg. Jason Walker reporting.
Today is Sunday, February the 18th, and some notable people are celebrating a birthday today, including singer Yoko Ono. She is 91 years old. Actor Matt Dillon is 60. This is SRN News.